We're going to talk GAA 51551. This time last Saturday, the GAA Congress voted in favour of introducing stricter sanctions for cynical fouls in hurling and Gaelic football. In football, 10-minute sin bins were already in situ, with a black card being shown to highlight the punishment. Now, in the event of a cynical foul inside the 21-yard line or the D, which is judged to prevent a goal-scoring opportunity, a penalty will also be awarded to the attacking team. But the rule will also be introduced in hurling, along with 10-minute sin bins for the offending players, and we're going to look at that now. Joining us to discuss the new rules for hurling and the implications are top referee James Owens, former Dublin hurling forward Dotsie O'Callaghan, and we'll get the defender's viewpoint from Kilkenny's Jackie Tyrrell. Gentlemen, you're all very welcome. James Owens, if I can speak to you first. Nice to talk to you, by the way, a referee, because obviously we get to talk to players, etc. So you don't have a say in what rules are brought in. You just have to implement them when they're brought in. So what did you make of this one?
Yeah, no, that's true. We don't have much of a say. Although the committee, I think this year, did have a small bit of an input into what was going on.
They just gave their views to them.
Yeah, they would have given the views to the committee in charge of making the decisions.
Yeah. But it's voted on then, of course, by the counties, which is the key thing.
Yeah, that's it. Mm.
What did you make of it?
Look, I suppose it's something that we've been looking for. Like, cynical fouls have been creeping into hurling a bit in the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll welcome it.
Do you? Yeah. Do you find that it's getting tougher and tougher each year because of cynicism?
You know, it's not. It's preventing goal scoring opportunities. You know, but like for us as referees, we just go out and referee what's put in front of us, and you know what happens. Really, you know, we don't really care. You know, but we just dish out the punishment that needs to be dished out.
Sure, but is there a problem for you now with interpreting this? Like, is it a goal-scoring chance, etc.? Is that tricky?
Well, for me, and just having spoke to a couple of the referees during the week there, we would be looking at, you know, just the pull-down and the trip one especially. You know, they will be straightforward enough. Like if an attacker is in on goal or, you know, in on goal and a defender does pull him down, like our opinion is that like he's preventing a goal scoring opportunity. And we'd have the opinion that it's going to be a sin bin, yellow card and a penalty.
Yeah, let's bring
this one might be a small bit, you know, there is different types of careless use. That might warrant a yellow card, or you know, it might warrant a sin bin. So that one will have a small bit of, but I think the first two are pretty straightforward.
But in that event, inevitably, James, you get surrounded by players, don't you, complaining about your decision?
Not as much as, you know, because there is other punishments there. You know, if that does happen, like, you know, we can deal with that situation in other ways. Look, I think it's a new rule for everybody now, you know, and it's not. And I suppose, you know, we're going to try our best to implement it the best way we can. And, you know, try to have as little a controversy around it as we possibly can. At the end of the day, look, from our perspective, it's the defender that's the person that's going to be under pressure. Because he's the one that's going to have to make the decision whether I'm actually going to pull him down, trip him, or just let him go by me.
Yeah. Well, which brings us to Jackie Tyrrell. Jackie, did you have to make those decisions on a regular basis back in the day?
Yeah, well, it's good to hear that James is just saying that's only creeping in the last couple of years. So that would kind of suggest that we never did it in our day. But I would say this, I'd say last Saturday evening, I'd say when Dotsie seen this rule, I'd say he went up to his attic. I'd say he blew the cobwebs off his boots and his hurl and his Dublin shorts. And I'd say he gave Matty Kenny a text to say, I'm back in the game. Because if ever a rule would suit Dotsie, because he tricked me a few times with a little up and under my arm and down he went for the free and he always got him too.
I'm waiting for you, Jackie. To go be totally against this rule here, so yeah, just as I expected.
Look, my view on it is, but look, is there cynicism in the game? Absolutely. And do we need to address it? We do. I feel that this rule will address it, but I do feel it's a bit radical from the point of view that I do think it's too harsh. An automatic penalty and a 10-minute sin bin in it, because I think with the game the way it is now, it's a very possession-based game, and 10 minutes on 14 players is a very, very harsh for the crime that it's doing. But I do think we should maybe look at it, maybe at the referee's discretion, anywhere inside the 45-yard line. And I know it's hard to kind of nail this down, that if the referee deems that was a clear goal-scoring opportunity, that it should be an automatic penalty. I think 10 minutes in the sin bin is too harsh, because what will happen on the back of it, I think it's too radical, is that defenders will start to back off. There will be a lack of physicality. Like the duel last year, I was lucky enough to be at the game between Conor Delaney and Desi Hodgson, was magnificent from the point of view of a defender, how he used his body, how he played on the edge, how he attacked the ball. But there's no doubt about it. If that same duel is going on next year, and it looks like it, Conor Delaney will have to hold back 5%, because if he slips and a guy gets inside him, he won't be attempted to be able to tackle him, because a loose hurl, if he pulls him down, it's an automatic penalty and he's gone for 10 minutes. So, and Willie Barrett said that the amount of goals scored has been reduced, and it has. And we go to the games to see goals. Absolutely, I'm all on for that. But we also go to see the games to see elite, top, risky defending. I definitely do. I would go as quick to watch Doughty Burke or Cottle Barrett defend as I would to see Keane Lynch do these magnificent flicks and scores. So we have to harness the physicality and protect it, and the elite level of defenders, and give them an environment where they can be. Of course, stamp out cynicism. But we're talking about cynicism from a forward or from a back's point of view. What if a back is coming out with a ball with a couple of minutes to go, is a point down, and a forward goes, I'm just going to pull this lad down, I'm going to stand on the ball and give my defence 20, 30 seconds to get back and cover off all the space and defend this free. Like, that's cynicism, you know. So how are we going to address that? And look, this is, look, a typical back defending it. Don't get me wrong, cynicism is in the game and we need to address it. I just feel maybe because we might not have a league this year, hold off for the sin bin part of it. Trial it in the league maybe next year. I think it's just too radical of a change too soon. Review the data from maybe a league and then say, do you know what, lads? We trialled the automatic penalty from inside the 45. It didn't work. The next step is the sin bin to stamp this out of game. That's just my viewpoint on it.
And you make the case very well for it, but it is in now. I mean, and it's not, you know, so it is going to be there.
It is, and I suppose defenders are just going to have to get their heads around it. But I've no doubt about it. Like, to see a cornerback attacking and getting out in front, I get a kick out of that. Some lads look at that and go, oh, that's just kind of routine defending. That's outstanding level of defending. But this rule will implicate that. Will hold the Cottle Barretts, the Sean Finns, the Dye Burks back a couple of percent, because in their back of their mind go, if I don't get this, I can't even kind of, if he's true and you feel I could get a flick on him, but God, if I don't get a flick, my arm will go around his neck and down he'll go. And look, forwards, if a cute forward, they're going to play to this, Des.
Yeah.
They're going to look to, you know, maybe go down a little easier. Are we condoning a dive? I don't want to be sitting here next year going, ah, lads, there's too many goals, there's no defending going on. Just be careful of the environment that we're creating and the culture that we're also creating.
Interesting. All right. Dotsie O'Callaghan, what's your view?
Yeah, no, it's Des, very interesting to hear the two lads, you know, and I suppose from James's point of view, it's an interpretation, you know. So, like, what Jackie is saying, I don't disagree in any way in regards to hurling and the physicality of it, and everyone loves that, and we don't want to take that out of it, you know. But I suppose it's just maybe what's creeping in the last couple of years, you're seeing kind of rugby-style tackles and arms being wrapped around and just literally halting players.
Yeah.
So I know Jackie's gone on about seeing top defending. That's horrible to watch, I would think. And it's horrible to watch if a forward is stopping a defender coming out with the ball as well. So, you know, equally, there should be maybe a level of punishment for that up the field, which I totally agree with. But I suppose from an overall game perspective, I think, you know, the team that are on the attack and are free-flowing and maybe are getting into that danger zone of trying to score a goal, I think, you know, that is where you will see the expert defending without the foul. And, you know, and I suppose I think back to the likes of JJ Delaney against Tipperary and Seamus Callan getting a last-ditch hook to nearly winning All-Ireland for Kilkenny, you know, and that is masterful, and that is, as you know, and we all love to see that as well. But I suppose it's just the other side of it, the cynicism. Look, at the end of the day, if a team is 2 points down, if I was over a team and you were 2 points down in an All-Ireland final and somebody was attacking, don't get me wrong, would you want your player to nearly haul somebody down? And that will probably still happen as far as I'm concerned. But at the end of the day, a defender is going to be thinking very strongly about doing something like that in an earlier stage of a game, if there's going to be this severe punishment, if they're going to be taken out of the field. So, you know, that's potentially giving a big advantage to the other team. So I see the merit in it as well. I do think there's an element of maybe, as Jackie says, potentially bringing it, you know, in too early and maybe just, you know, giving it the go-ahead, but starting it up maybe at the start of the league next year or something like that. Mm. But from an overall point of view, yeah, I'm sure James and the referees, it was just interesting as well to hear Willie Barrett maybe talking earlier in the week as well. And another one which they deemed as not cynical was pulling the hurley out of the hand. Mm-hmm. So in my eyes, that's kind of every bit as cynical as, you know, tripping a guy or dragging somebody down. But that hasn't been deemed in the same way. So that's, you know, I don't think we want that in the game as well. So that could have easily been added in there as well, I would have thought.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. But I suppose ultimately, yeah, now again, this is coming from a corner forward who's trying to maybe, you know, run in and sneak in, creep in for a goal. And, you know, it's very frustrating if you are getting tugged back and stuff like that. So I'd be all for maybe, you know, that free flowing and the attacking team having the advantage when they get into that danger zone. Okay. And, you know, putting it on, not taking away the physicality. Some of the, you know, the defenders that are there have that ability to bring that physicality, you know, and then it comes to likes of James and the referees to interpret, okay, he's gone really hard here. Maybe he's mistimed something here. He didn't, you know. Now, that's a very, very tricky
for the referees, and they'll have to adapt to that, you know. Yeah, that's a very good point, James, a mistimed tackle. Yeah, I mistimed it, you know, rather than I wasn't cynical, I mistimed it. That's where the pressure comes on you and your colleagues, isn't it?
That is going to be a judgment call, okay? Look, I think once you get into a scoring area, you know, like whether it's mistimed or whatever, you know, it's not, I think we will be judging them as a cynical foul.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, if a player is bearing in on goal, and he is taken down, I think it is going to be looked at. It is going to be cynical. There will be exceptions, but I'd say the majority of them cases will be dealt with as, you know, with a yellow card and the sin bin and, well, you know, the penalty.
Well, that's interesting because every back listening to you now is taking this, you know, because obviously you're going to be implementing it. What are the exceptions?
Well, look, we're going to have to the rules are only in last Saturday. We got them in an email on Tuesday, and obviously we haven't got together as a group to discuss what exactly is what we're going to see as being cynical and not cynical or whatever, you know, and accidental. Yeah. And there will be scenarios put in place for us, and like just on what Jackie said and bringing them in, not bringing them in this year for the league. I think the league is the place to trial these. It's a place for you know, it's a good place for referees to, you know, to see what way it's going to work. You know, rather than it taking place directly in the championship, yeah. The league is the place to try these out. And, you know, we can all just adjudicate every week, and that's usually what we do as referees. Once there's a round over, we usually have a meeting on Monday or Tuesday, and we analyse what's after happening during the week. So, like, this will be very important for us, from an educational purpose, that, you know, that it does take place in the league. That, you know, where, not saying look at the league is important, but it mightn't be as important as the championship. Mm.
Well, Jackie, based on what James says, that by and large they will deem, you know, every foul on the attacking player as cynical and give the penalty. It effectively means, and I take your point about the danger of losing physicality, every manager is going to have to warn every defender, be very careful, lads, what you do.
Yeah, they probably are. And it's, as I say, it'll change the way people will defend, as it will change the way referees will ref the game now. You know, and like, will we say the history of a certain person come back to haunt him, in a sense that if two identical incidents happen, and because this guy has a history or was sent off a couple of weeks ago, does that kind of come into play going, ah, this guy is kind of prone to to taking people out or that? You know, it's an interesting piece. And I think the fact that James is kind of, you know, saying that, look, there's probably still an education piece from their point of view, and there's a bit of trial, and they would kind of like maybe a bit of time to knock their heads together, and, you know, they'll make mistakes and they'll review it and they'll come back and look, we should have done that. You know, like, we're coming in, we could be potentially coming straight into a championship with these kind of things, and these will be big decisions. And it is so hard when a defender, say a forward, slips a defender and he's bearing down on goal and there's two covering defenders. Will they get there? Will they get there in time? Will they not? Is it a clear goal and scoring opportunity? They're hard calls to make. And you even see in RTE, when we pause it and we look at it and we slow it down, it's a hard decision to make. So for James and the team of referees to make them in split decision, you know, I think there's an education piece and a journey for them to go on before they're 100% comfortable with it. And, like, you know, we do know it's all about championship. It really is for the majority of teams. So let's trial it in a league.
Yeah, and here's an interesting point from one of our texters. Dusty, what do you think? It's a crazy rule change. As a coach, I will now line up my team more defensively to prevent concession of space to good forwards.
Yeah, look, I suppose, look, at the end of the day, it'll be an element of the game that will be worked on. You know, and I suppose it's just, you know, look, it's a wait and see. And I suppose we won't really know until we're actually seeing games and we're seeing it out there and seeing it in action, you know. So, like, I mean, it's just ultimately it's the cynical part of it, you know, that I think we want out of it. You know, it's not the physicality. It's just that element of that we even seen creeping in last championship. Guys just maybe wrapping arms around. It's stuff like that and just completely, like, yeah. I think Jackie would even agree with that. It's just that ultimate cynicism. So I think they're just taking steps to go with that. So right. Look, maybe, I don't know, will you get corner forwards maybe playing off that, or forwards maybe playing off that and trying to really draw in tackles and put defenders under pressure? We don't want to see that ultimately, but look, it'll add an interest and certainly an interesting aspect to the whole running of a game, you know.
Okay, final point, you refer to it there, and one of our texters makes the point, and James Owens, you might take this one. What about the two-man spare hand hold-up, the wraparound tackle, where I put in someone else's and wrap it up around the forward? It effectively has the same effect as the pull-down tackle. That's where two men would be involved in it, James, and it is cynical. It's a hard one for a referee as well.
If they pull them down.
Well, like, you know,
if two players pull them down.
Yeah, in other words, it's two players. We don't pull them down, but the wraparound tackle, close them up
well,
completely.
Well, it's not. If it is, like, it has to be a pull-down.
Right.
Like the rules are very clear. Like, it's to pull down an opponent, to trip an opponent with hand, arm, leg, or foot, or hurley. And then the third one is careless use of the hurl. So like to hold an opponent up is only a note and offence.
Yeah.
That's all it is, and that's all it will be. Because you're only holding the opponent.
James,
so
would you think that the hurley pull out of the hand, would you view that as cynical?
Would you believe, to hold a hurley, to hold the opponent's hurley is only a free, it's not even a noting.
Yeah, okay.
I know the incident, like we're talking about, was it, I'm just trying to think of the game that it actually
Niall Burke, was it?
The Leinster final this year, was it?
Niall Burke, I think, yeah.
Yeah, there was a player in on goal, yeah, and the hurley was held, yeah, and that's all that infraction is. It's only it is only a free, and whether it was inside the box, you know, was it a penalty or was it only a 20-meter free?
All right.
But that's only the punishment for holding the hurley is just a free only.
So there's still ways for the cornerbacks, Jackie, you'll be glad to hear, to survive in the current world.
Yeah. All our good secrets.
If you hold the opponent up. Dez, sorry for cutting you across. If you hold the opponent up and don't pull him down, it is only a free and it's only an open.
Okay. All right, well, so, look,
what about the pulling of the jersey?
The pulling of a jersey?
That's yeah,
classed
is
as
that
a hold.
Included?
That would be classed as a hold. So it's only an open.
Nice. Okay. Mm. Like they'd, okay. They'd be quite cynical. The whole of a hurl and the whole of a jersey. The guys too.
Absolutely.
But we have to focus in on it. Is only the new rule only specifies three items, and that's, you know, it is. It's the pull down an opponent. So it's actually to pull him down to the ground. That's
okay.
And then to trip him. And obviously then, you know, the third one, the careless use of penalty. They're the only three infractions that this is going to apply to.
All right. Well, look, at the. It's interesting to hear that. And we could go on, but we're running out of time. Jackie Tyrrell, Datsy O'Callaghan and James Owens, thanks for joining us. James, great to talk to a referee in the programme. I think it helps everybody, even the lads asking the questions. It's great for players and fans alike. So nice to chat with you. And thanks for joining us in the programme. Thanks, Datsy. Thank you, Jackie. All right.